Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've only got 5 minutes left. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, very thankful for him joining us today with his analysis of what's happening. In closing, Dr. Roberts, two final questions. A, why are the neocons, Fife and all of these guys, Crystal, running around saying, you know, encircle of Russia? Cheney called him and said there will be a response to this and basically threatened their president Sunday. That was in the Associated Press. His quotes were incredibly incendiary. They've launched a sneak attack on him, and now they're acting like Russia caused all this. It does look like they're delusional and engage in megalomania with all these little stunted nobodies who've never even been in the military wanting to flex their muscles. A, and then B, where do you see this going now? How do you think this worked out for the U.S., NATO versus Russia?
Well, I think probably we've scared our NATO allies to death if we're actually issuing these kinds of threats to a nuclear power who hasn't done anything except try to get along with us. So it may be, unless we have actually purchased and blackmailed all the leaders of the European countries, it may mean that they don't want to be in NATO. It's too dangerous because it's run by insane people in Washington. That could be one fallout. The other fallout, well, it'll have to certainly wake up the Russians that trying to get along with us and cooperate with us, it just means they get stabbed in the back repeatedly. And so I would imagine we'll see a more aggressive stance on the part of the Russians. And since all of our European NATO allies are dependent on Russia for natural gas, they've got probably as much leverage over our allies as we do through blackmail and illegal payments to foreign, to European leaders. So I think that because they are insane, the neoconservatives and Cheney, and because Bush is an imbecile, like Pravda says, an imbecile, we are in risk of enormous, horrendous events that could essentially end life on Earth. I think that having...
You call it the reign of the cockroach.
That's right. That's what I called it when I wrote about it sometime back. And I think that the American people have been, you know, just completely irresponsible. And they've let this criminal regime get in office and stay there for essentially 8 years, run roughshod over their rights, their liberties, the Constitution, and other countries. I mean, Bush has destroyed Iraq and Afghanistan, the infrastructures, everything.
Well, I was
huge numbers of people. The man is, these are the greatest crimes the world has seen. It's an amazing criminal regime. And every time they open their mouth, they lie. We now have all the evidence of the lies everywhere. So I think they seem to be determined to propel us into some sort of major conflict.
Well, it's like PNAC said, we have the power, we're going to use it.
Yeah, but, you know, and like you and I think agree, the estimates of the power they have is greatly exaggerated. The United States just doesn't have the power that these people think it's got.
Except for nukes, which they're menacing everyone with.
Yeah, but the Russians have nukes. The Chinese have nukes.
I know, it's insane.
The Pakistanis have nukes. what you have told me on this program about these behaviors is just really frightening. If this is actually what our so-called leaders are doing and saying, they're clearly insane.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly insane.
They've all been saying it. Well, as this develops, we'll talk to you again, Dr. Roberts. Thank you for all your time.
All right, Alex. Good luck to you.
You too, my friend. Say hi to your family. Okay, we'll be right back with Webster, Griffin, Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. My new film, Truth Rising, is now available on DVD.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you demanded is now mandatory.
Now, in England and many areas of the U.S., they do not allow more than groups of 2 to 3 people to gather. Martial law is incrementally being put into place. Most of your local departments have been covertly federalized. Your police have been corrupted. Your police chiefs have been covertly paid off. A few have gone public and talked about the attempted bribery by CIA, Army, Delta Force. And I just wanted to briefly play the first part of the CNN piece again, where in a town, and guaranteed it is federal, folks, this is where they're getting the ideas, where they're getting the training. Oh, there's been a few shootings, so don't leave your house even during the day. Don't even be in your yard. Forget what Jello Biafra joked about, you know, 15 years ago about don't leave your subdivision sectors. No, 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 no. And, of course, under Homeland Security, it is Neighborhood Watch spying on you, watching you. So here it is.
Because of all the recent crime in Helena, West Helena, we're talking about robberies, home invasions, loitering, shootings, the mayor of Helena, West Helena, has decided to impose a curfew, but only in certain areas, and that applies for everyone, no matter the age and no matter the time. If you're caught violating curfew, there's a chance you could wind up behind bars.
We're afraid that somebody's going to get seriously hurt by what's going on. This curfew is for all people. Everybody's subject to stop an investigation. It's almost akin to martial law.
And that's exactly what some are calling it. For now, 2nd Street and several streets surrounding it will look just like this. And if you're caught outside without a good enough excuse,
it's zero tolerance. They're going to jail.
An idea that's fined by Martha Coleman.
You never know where a bullet is going to go.
All right, there we go. Stop it there. Now, oh, where a bullet's going to go, like these magic bullets are flying around, like the Kennedy assassination. And I looked it up. There's been a couple of murders the last few months there. It's drug dealers shooting each other. The government ships in the drugs to create the crisis to begin with. And they will selectively, day or night, decide if you're allowed to be out or you'll be taken into the FEMA camp. And they train your children going back for a decade how to load on the bus during a FEMA drill. They don't tell the parents about it. They make them defecate, staying in the classroom for 8 hours in trash cans in front of everyone. No lunch is given to them under federal grants to, quote, teach them what martial law is like. In 1998, Swansboro happened up there. It also happened in Hobbs Middle School in Pensacola. That happened in 98. The Marines came in and said, put the kids against the wall with guns, wouldn't let them have food all day, and said, the federal government wants you to know what martial law is like. And I've got those articles. I, of course, covered that back in 1998. This is going on everywhere. And it's incrementally training you how to live in a total police state. I was asked by an Austin police officer what I was doing in the mall yesterday. And he walked over and said, Alex, what are you doing here? I'm supposed to be on the radio. And I thought he was joking. I smiled at him. He kind of looked at me like, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm buying a pair of sunglasses. So that's America, ladies and gentlemen. That's what things have turned into in this country. And they've built the FEMA emergency management centers, the fusion centers, the local emergency centers are really federal, moving the National Guard into them. This is in the last decade plus, a long covert operation. It doesn't matter what administration's in. This, they use the neocons as fronts. There's a darker military-industrial complex owned by the private banks above us. For the next hour and 45 minutes, we're joined by Webster Griffin Tarbley. I wanted to get his take on what happened in Russia and Georgia. I wanted to get his analysis of the ongoing political campaign. Now it looks like Hillary's going to be the running mate of Barack Obama. How can that be? The woman in shining armor with the evil Barack Obama. It's all staged, folks. And I also want to get his take on the martial law. In fact, let's talk about this gearing up into the police state, this martial law being incrementally accelerated and ratcheted up here in the U.S. Webster, good to have you on.
Hello, Alex. How are you?
You bet. I should have. We're also carrying your new book, Obama, the Postmodern Coup. We have a few left. The first edition is almost sold out. The second is about to come out, but we have it available at InfoWars.com. Webster, first, what you heard, CNN, you know, it's not just the point of the martial law in the town, but the fact that they're just announcing it like it's a good thing and normal on national news.
I would recommend that we supplement awareness of everything that you've said, which, of course, is real and valid, with another dimension, which is not the top-down police state, dictatorial, totalitarian dimension, but the fascist dimension. And this is fundamentally different. This is a grassroots anti-authoritarian movement of goons, thugs, hooligans, and fervently idealistic students, a lot of them left liberals, lemmings, zombies, Kool-Aid drinkers, Manson cultists, Hare Krishnas, whatever you want to call it. That is the Obama campaign. The history of fascism indicates that a point is reached where the army, well, first of all, where the police are not enough to quell a mass upsurge. The army cannot be relied on, because the history of rulers is that you send in a division and it goes over to the revolutionary side.
And you've got to bring in the youth brigades. You've got to give the petty masses petty power. And that's exactly, but my point is that we can blame this on Obama, and I'm not saying he's good, Webster. The point is, going back at least 25 years, they've had a slow creep into getting citizens involved in the tattletale squads, into the enforcement squads. Now they're co-opting the environmental movement to be their enforcement squads. So you're absolutely right. My point is, you're saying Obama, and I agree, he's the figurehead for a very virulent form of this, but, you know, going back to George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, they've been setting up, McCain's called for youth brigades now. Go ahead.
I would just say that Obama is, if you look at the political landscape, there's only one political figure with a mass-based fascist movement, and that's Obama. McCain doesn't have one. Bush doesn't have one. It's a joke. Clinton doesn't have one. No other Democrat has one. I've just spent the weekend at the PUMA convention here in Washington, D.C. This is the anti-Obama Democrats, and I think this is an extremely useful thing to fight Obama up to the time of the convention, to try to stop him at the convention, and if he gets the Democratic nomination, then to defeat him. I think it's a real distinction. History shows that there's a huge difference between just another bourgeois politician, no matter how bellicose, no matter how oppressive, no matter how corrupt, and something that gets you into fascism. With Obama, you've got something like a Green Corps, you've got a Homeland Security Corps, and you've got Al Gore's famous Green Army. So the difference is, one way the FBI comes and harasses you, or the kinds of things you were talking about. The other side is a gang of goons and thugs come and burn you out and kill you or lynch you or whatever it is. And the idea is that the police state gets popular cover, anti-authoritarian or even left or radical cover, out of the fact that you've got these Obama bots that are in action. I heard stories from people who had been in the Texas Democratic caucuses, as well as the Iowa ones. The way that Obama won those caucuses is with intimidation, with threats, with locking the doors, with pushing people, beating them up in some cases, threatening to beat them up. And when you go to the internet, people who have been blogging against Obama report that they are getting massive cyber warfare, denial of service attacks, attempts to overwhelm their cell phones, and so on down the line.
And then in Germany, they ordered the Germans to not allow any signs, pro or con, and the police did beat up people with signs and under Obama's orders.
Yes, right. And this is just amazing. So I would say you basically have two classes of politicians. You have the old style ones, however bad they are. Of course, they're very bad, as you're pointing out. But the Bushes, the McCains, the Clintons, that's one thing. That's bad enough. But then when you get into the area of this scurrilous, gutter snipe, thug, goon, and fervently idealistic student, swarming adolescent, rent-a-mob, dupe-a-mob, then you've crossed the qualitative dividing line. The people who lived in Italy in 1922 or Germany in 1933 kept saying, gee, we thought we were under fascism, but now we realize we weren't, and now we are, and this has been a tremendous deterioration, and now it's too late to roll it back. Because the genius of fascism, of course, is that it goes out and destroys the institutions that might resist the things that you're talking about. So far, not that many institutions have been crushed by the measures that you're talking about. But with Obama and the Green Corps, that will begin.
Well, Webster, I have to say, the mainstream media, the corporates, have been behind him. So that's the big strike against him. And you are right in saying that he's the only one that gives any support to the government and the corrupt system. And I've heard mainstream pundits say that we need Obama to bring people back into government, back into trusting the state, into infusing it with new blood. And so he would give a new lease on life to the New World Order.
They also say that right now they complain. Andrew Sullivan complained in the Atlantic magazine last December in an issue with Obama on the cover that we can't have any false flags because nobody believes Bush. And if Bush tries a false flag, they'll think he's lying or that he did it himself. We need Obama to refresh the credibility of false flags so we can have new ones.
And then the White House said that Obama will be tested by, quote, an attack. Then he can pose as a savior when we're hit by a nuke or a bioweapon. and then be our new dictator. And after all, he's black, so blacks can do no wrong. Everything's going to be fine. Webster Tarpley State.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Webster, let's keep going with Obama. I want to break down what elite is behind him, but I really want to get your expertise, as you know a lot about Eastern Europe, Central Asia, the Caucasus, but what we just saw in the last 5 days with the sneak attack by the Georgians, backed by NATO, the U.S., and the Israelis against the Russians, and what's unfolding there. But continue with Barack Obama accelerating towards the convention where Hillary is scheduled to be his running mate.
I really doubt she'll be his running mate. I don't see much indication of that.
Bill Clinton is going to be introducing the VP?
Well, I don't believe so. I think there's a profound hatred by the Wall Street groups themselves of Mrs. Clinton because they've put all their money into Obama. It's about a third of $1 billion so far, and they've been stabbing Clinton in the back. Clinton, up until about December, had seemed to be the candidate of Wall Street, but that turned out not to be the case. So what you've got now is the Rockefeller, Soros, Bilderberg, Trilateral, Rand Corporation, Council on Foreign Relations, Skull and Bones, Chicago School Foundations, under the guise of the Ford Foundation. All of this aligning. You can hear the foundations, by the way, on National Public Radio. If you want to know what the foundations think, we have foundation-funded oligarch radio, NPR and PBS on the TV, right? Whatever Bill Moyers does, he's the spokesman for this huge power of the family fondi that are now ensconced in the foundations. So Obama's
obviously. So you're saying Bill Moyers is bad?
Yes, absolutely. He was the spokesman for Johnson. He was selling the Vietnam War back then, and he is, I think, one of the leading operatives of this foundation universe, which is what has produced Obama. Obama is a racist provocateur, a race baiter or race monger, or I would say poverty pimp. When Obama says he was a community organizer, what in the world does that mean? A community organizer for the Gamaliel Foundation, which is funded by the Ford Foundation using Alinsky doctrines. What does that mean? It means that he's a counterinsurgent. He's a wrecker. He's a police agent sent into those communities to fragment them, to pit one group against another.
Well, I agree. Look at what the Great Society did. It basically destroyed. You had black illegitimacy at 10%. Now it's over 90%. It's totally wrecked those communities, and we know, going back to Margaret Sanger with the letters to the Colgates and others saying we've got to hire blacks to go in so we can sterilize them and kill them. These black weeds only trust other blacks, so we've got to create a cadre of foundation blacks that serve us.
Yeah, this is a factor. I would, however, point to the great turning point in the United States history. The great U-turn is under Carter, and Carter, of course, is a trilateral puppet selected by Brzezinski personally, approved by David Rockefeller, a similar operation to what we have today. Jimmy Hu comes out of nowhere.
Why did they destroy him then? I mean, I don't think Carter himself's bad.
Carter is bad, yes. Carter, look at those speeches. Go back and look at the Malaise speech. Go back and look at Carter's rage at the American people saying the energy crisis is real and you better believe it. Now, this is also very interesting in terms of trilateral mentality. Carter's famous Malaise speech, the crisis of spirit, of July 1979, is essentially an incompetent, failed president blaming the American people for the fact that we have an incompetent ruling elite. The Wall Street ruling class is incompetent. They're incapable of governing. They have destroyed the greatest economic power in the world, and this is precisely the point. Under Carter, you have Brzezinski running this lunatic, adventurist, anti-Soviet, pro-Islamic fundamentalist foreign policy featuring Khomeini. That's one side. The other side, of course, is Paul Adolf Volcker at the Federal Reserve with a 22% prime rate, the highest in American history, at least recent history. And, of course, for most of us, 22% is the prime rate. We don't get that. We get 30% or 35%. And this is, of course, when the racket of credit card usury began. And it is when the United States began to deindustrialize. The factories that could not be destroyed by Hitler, Mussolini, Tojo, Stalin, and Mao were destroyed by Volcker.
Yes, the neoliberal deindustrialization for control of the population, neo-serfdom.
And the idea of a low-wage economy, union busting, the labor movement in full retreat.
But all covered with an envelope of liberalism.
And left cover. This is exactly it. Under environmentalism, the limits of growth, the era of scarcity, and of course, in foreign policy, human rights and humanitarian
concerns. All right, Webster, stay there. I totally agree with you on the analysis, and we want to get all your perspectives on it. Let's explain to people this whole Malthusian, social Darwinistic world system and how it controls both the left and the right, and break that down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side of it. We have to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, TruthNews.us, Webster Griffin Tarpley wrote the unauthorized biography, the first big one, back in the early 1990s, about George Herbert Walker Bush. He, of course, wrote Synthetic Terror. Now they carried out the 9/11 attacks, government inside job, black op contractor job. And, of course, he's got the new Barack Obama, the postmodern coup, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, Webster, I'm going to turn the mic off here and give you the floor. I want to I think we should start at the beginning here about where this New World Order comes from, who they really are, so people don't get confused by all the left cover, right cover, to bring us up to today with Barack Obama, who I agree with you is probably the biggest threat to liberty, only because of the figurehead and the cover he gives them, not that he actually runs anything or not that I'm saying McCain's a good guy. So start at the beginning if you can.
And because of the fascist mass movement, or again, reasonable facsimile of a fascist mass movement, which Obama has been able to mobilize and no other. This is the qualitative distinction. This is why Obama is far and away the worst possible outcome and needs to be opposed in any possible way. I wouldn't call it the New World Order. I called it Anglo-American World Empire, U.S.-British world domination. This is what it is. There are, of course...
But a rose is a rose by any other name, Webster. I hate to interrupt here.
No, but
I mean, that's what they call it.
It's
branded as that. So, yes, World Empire, run by the Anglo-American Power Axis, is the proper term. But, I mean, New World Order is what it's known as.
Well, again, let me call it Anglo-American World Empire because I think it gets the idea. There are, of course, others that are allied with it. The European Union, the Eurogarchs are largely submissive to this. Russia is not submissive. I think it makes no sense at all to say Putin and Medvedev now are figures of the New World Order. They are not. They are opponents, as much as they can be, of this Anglo-American World Empire. China is in a somewhat more ambiguous position in terms of what you see, but we have reliable reports that underneath it, the Chinese are even more hostile to the continued Anglo-American world domination, and they're biding their time. So I regard these two countries as allies. I welcome the existence of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which has posed a counterweight to the U.S. and the British. I would say without Putin, we would have had a police state here already, because it is the existence of this international opposition that prevents the Wall Street group from imposing what they want here. The problem you have right now, the strategic constellation that Obama comes out of, is that we've had the incompetent and disastrous administration of Bush, Cheney, and the neocons. Now, their approach is the world is focused on the Middle East. Everything revolves around Israel. You've got to destroy the leading Arab state. You've got to destroy the leading Islamic state, I guess Iraq and Iran. You've got to go into Afghanistan primarily on an anti-Islamic mission. Brzezinski would say, do go there, but not for that. And therefore, this has been played out now under the bankrupt and idiotic mythology of 9/11, which you've done so much to expose, and some of the rest of us have also tried to do this. The thing is, you're getting to the point of diminishing returns with that. It is simply impossible to keep going with the 9/11, Islamofascism, Bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, war on terror. There's even this report from the Rand Corporation, where Brzezinski is a bigwig, saying that the war on terror is now counterproductive. Forget this. You need something new. Now, it's an interesting case. Normally, when people talk about the Hegelian dialectic in politics, I think this is much overstated. The British are really not students of Hegel. They're students of the Venetians. It's very crude, divide and conquer. But now, with Brzezinski, there is a Hegelian element. Brzezinski is the student of a guy called Carl Friedrich, who is a professor trained in Germany. He wrote a book about the 17th century, the age of the Baroque, and with Brzezinski co-authored some books about totalitarianism, targeting, of course, the Soviets, anti-Russian. He is a student of Alfred Weber. So Alfred Weber is the younger brother of Max Weber, the German sociologist around, from about 1890 to 1920. He was extremely influential. The guy wrote books about the Protestant ethic and all kinds of other things. In Alfred Weber, there is a strong Hegelian philosophy of history element. So the idea simply is, you cannot be Johnny One Note. You cannot do your operations always under right-wing, militaristic, top-down cover. You've got to modulate that, and we're now in the middle of a modulation. Carter was a similar phase. Carter dropped the usual Cold War stuff, but he continued it in a more ferocious form under the guise of human rights, humanitarianism, and interfering in the internal affairs of countries. Carter was also on a worldwide vendetta to shut down peaceful nuclear energy development, but under left cover, not saying we want you to be puppets of our empire, but saying we don't like nuclear energy. So we reach a point by about 2006, 2007, where the Anglo-American ruling class says Bush and Cheney are crazy, the neocons are bankrupt, we're not getting anywhere. We cannot have the U.S., the British, and the Israelis at war with the world forever. It doesn't work. We're too bankrupt. We're too isolated. Our armies are defeated and demoralized. Our populations are extremely restive. We've got a possible mass upsurge around impeachment and anti-Bush, anti-Cheney, end the war, and all this. So basically they say, let's repeat the Carter operation. They had been grooming Obama, in my view, since about 1981 to 1983, when Obama and Brzezinski were together on the campus of Columbia University, Morningside Heights in Manhattan, and recruited him, as far as I can see. I would hope that, that Obama would comment on this if he doesn't like this particular view of his background. But he's one of a series of controlled assets. Deval Patrick of Massachusetts, who spouts the self-same rhetoric, is another one. And there are undoubtedly other options, not all black, to be sure. Others, southern governors or, northern gritty populists or whatever, but all controlled by this trilateral commission. So now the idea is they're basically twofold. If you're going to continue Anglo-American world domination, the U.S.-U.K. world empire, you've got to deal with the fact that you've got this Shanghai Cooperation Organization, Russia-China. Russia, of course, the greatest military power and a tremendous energy power. The Chinese, the greatest demographic power in terms of people and the highest rates of economic development. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a magnet. It's the counterpole. Anybody who doesn't like the Anglo-Americans, for example, especially in Africa. If you're an African state, you have the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank trying to crush you, destroy you, loot you. The Chinese come along and say, let's make deals 50-50. It's not humanitarianism, but it's business, and it's much better to have an alternative, right, as it was possible during the Cold War. So Brzezinski basically says, we've got to crush Russia and China. How do you do that? Well, it goes like this. First, kick the Chinese out of Africa. That's why you've got the U.S. African Command. You've got the destabilization of Kenya by Obama's cousin, Odinga, who is the, I call him the killer Luo. He's the necklacer of Kenya. The Luos, by the way, with the Luos, it's a little bit like the Kurds. You can destabilize Kenya, Sudan, Tanzania, Uganda, and Congo. You can destabilize five countries using these Luos that Obama happens to represent. So you've got to kick the Chinese out. The interest in Zimbabwe is, of course, that's where the Chinese get their minerals. So the U.S. and the British say, oh, it's a humanitarian emergency. Mugabe is a bad man. Let's get rid of him. Real reason, Chinese minerals. Sudan, the best example, the biggest country in Africa, that's about 7% of the Chinese oil. Therefore, the Anglo-Americans gin up this Darfur crisis, which is real, but not created by the Sudanese government. It's partly a feature of the world oil price and, starvation and so forth going on there. That the first phase, therefore, is try to destroy every Chinese ally you can in Africa, kick the Chinese out, cut off the oil and the minerals, destroy places like Burma, Chinese ally, and destroy Pakistan. Carve Pakistan into 4 to 5 pieces. Even though the current government of Pakistan is Anglo-American puppets, the conducting of the Afghan war is now only targeting, really, Pakistan, bombing Pakistan, humiliating the government, and preparing the breakup of that country. Why? It is a natural ally of China against India, always has been, and its important commercial partner. The end game is, once you've got China stripped of allies and isolated, Brzezinski says to the Chinese, look, you want oil, you want minerals, go and get them in Siberia. Go to war with Russia, invade Siberia, and you can get everything you want. Siberia has lots of minerals, lots of oil, very few Russians. Let's have World War III. Now, it means, therefore, play China against Russia, destroy them both, get rid of them both, and the U.S. and the British can have another 100 years of world domination. This is exactly the same project we had with Lady Astor, Lord Astor, the Clifden Set in Britain.
It's the great game of divide and conquer, simply put.
Lord Lothian, Lord Halifax, Lord Brand, Prescott Bush, John Foster Dulles, Lord Montague Norman of the Bank of England, Sir Henry Dieterding of Royal Dutch Shell. And they basically said, we'll call this appeasement, but it's not appeasement, it's war. Let's build up Hitler, and we'll point him east. We'll encourage him to go east.
And that's all on record with Lord Milner and the Milner Group. And
oh,
the
absolutely.
Rest of them.
That's exactly it. The Milner Group is the Clifden Set. That's a different name for it in the later phase. And this Carol Quigley and many others, right?
A historian for the British Roundtable Group.
Yeah, but he does tell you the story, and he presents it as bad because, of course, it didn't work. So their idea is play Hitler against Stalin and get rid of both of them that way, and we can have another 100 years of the British Empire. Now, it didn't work because, of course, you get Hitler making the Hitler-Stalin pact and then turning west and destroying the French and the Scandinavians and the Low Countries and so forth, and the British get themselves into a fix. They're going to be destroyed unless the U.S. comes to save them. So that's one of the reasons that Winston Churchill was the main beneficiary of Pearl Harbor, and I believe did the most to make sure that this was a surprise attack.
Yeah, but then you see, Tarbley, I agree with all this analysis, but then you throw in that Roosevelt was a good guy when we know he put in the oil embargoes. And
against fascism,
well, let me just
absolutely.
Say something. Well, I mean, let me just throw this out, though, and then get your take on it. You have Roosevelt putting the oil embargo on the Japanese.
Right.
You have Roosevelt intensifying military action through the groups they'd set up after the Boxer Rebellion into the Flying Tigers to engage militarily the Japanese U.S.-trained forces and even U.S. pilots, quote, as contractors, start engaging and start shooting down Japanese bombers, Japanese officers. They start attacking Japanese airfields. So for those who don't know, the U.S. through basically the Halliburton or the Blackwater of the day attacked in southern China and in surrounding areas Japanese forces. Then, of course, a week before they get the codes, they know they're about to launch the attack.
British know. Wait a minute. The British know. The U.S. does not know. This is the point. The British have the Japanese.
Oh, really? Is that why the four submarines attacked Pearl Harbor and they were ordered to still stand down?
The Japanese naval code, JN-28, had been broken by the British.
Mm-hmm.
The purple code, the diplomatic code had been broken by the U.S. So the U.S. knew an attack was probably imminent, but not where or when.
The Honolulu Advertiser, Webster, ran a headline a week before saying the Japanese will attack Pearl Harbor on December 7th.
Yeah, then that's
our military
didn't know, though.
Look, here's the problem, Tarpley.
I wonder why the commanders didn't send out some picket boats. Some trawlers. Listen,
Stop. Just for a second, Tarpley. I know you're a great historian, smart guy. That's why we have you here. It's why I sell your books. I like you. But I'm really trying to get down to fundamentals here because you have this historical perspective that Roosevelt's a great guy, and we do have on one end the Bush, Nazi, Milner angle trying to overthrow him as they brought Hitler to power right around the same time in 35, 36. Here in the United States. So there's truth to what you're saying, but there is a subtler, just like you said, left cover, the same interests were also hedging their bets with Roosevelt. And so this whole thing about Roosevelt being a good guy, I just don't buy into.
Remember that the relation of the Morgan Group to Roosevelt is that they tried to kill him in Miami before he was inaugurated. They tried to organize a coup against him in the form of the Morgan coup, the Mussolini-style march on Washington, the Smedley Butler revelations and so forth, the Dick Stein Committee. And according to Elliot Roosevelt, the Churchill gang poisoned Roosevelt and killed him so that the British could launch the Cold War in the wake of this. Just on the Japanese question, the argument that you make depends on the idea that the Japanese are a benign power. The Japanese are
I'm not saying they're a benign. Hold on. I'm not saying they're a benign power. I'm saying they were. But see, that's what brought the U.S. into the war. That's when I brought up Japan was the British screaming for help, and now the U.S. comes in after the Pearl Harbor attack. I'm saying there was total coordination between the Anglo-American establishment, the British, and the U.S. government through Roosevelt, bringing the Imperial Japanese into that.
I recommend the book by Russ Bridger and Knave, which explains this question of the codes, that the British had broken the Japanese naval code, but did not share the details of where the attack would come.
Well, that's admitted.
But the British, therefore, the other problem is the people who were controlling the intelligence were Stimson of Wall Street and of the invisible government, and Marshall, similarly. The question is, they cut off intelligence to Roosevelt. It's not that Roosevelt didn't give the Navy the intelligence. This is crazy. It is that the commanders, and above all, there's a guy called Admiral Richmond K. Turner in the Navy Department, who is the marplot, the inside operative and all this. He is the one who withholds
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Webster Tarpley, author, is our guest, author of the new book, Barack Obama, Postmodern Coup, available at Infowars.com. His historical analysis is spot on. I agree with him. I trust but verify. I just disagree, Webster, with your analysis. It's all rancid. They're all bad. Hillary's bad. John McCain's bad. I know you know that. But saying that we have to throw support in behind Hillary or then McCain later, which is the same thing that so many others are saying, I just can't do it. I can't support the false paradigm of the left, right, or any of these people. And if fascism's to come, let Barack Obama and his greeny meanies bring it. Let them try to come burn me out. We got guns in this country. And, you know, maybe that's what we need is to go ahead. You know, worse is better. Bring this thing to a head. What do you expect to see the way the lay of the land is right now? Let's hear some predictions from Webster Tarpley.
I say that one of the obvious things built into an Obama presidency is the possibility of domestic civil war coming through a number of scenarios. I would just say I have a great-grandfather who fought at Gettysburg in the Valley of Death there by the Devil's Den and Little Round Top in the 11th United States Regulars of the Sykes 5th Corps, 2nd Division. Civil war is the worst possible outcome. Nothing but nothing is worse than civil war. And I think that's the problem.
No, the CPS taking people's children and putting sodium fluoride in the water. We're all under total war. You know about the eugenicist, Webster. You're an expert on that.
Yeah, sure. But again, I think
really?
You know, there are peaceful ways out of this.
Well,
and
I want a peaceful way out of this, too.
The method that I recommend is to build a mass movement through mobilization. And mobilization has to involve the choice of intermediate goals. In other words, things that people can do. Right now, it is to stop Obama. And that means, practically speaking, blocking with other forces that might oppose Obama. And again, this is based on the history of Italy, 1922, 1933. For example, in the German case, you had a lot of people saying, why don't the communists and the social democrats form a bloc and stop Hitler? For many reasons, they didn't do it. They had all good reasons. They said the other side is really bad and really corrupt and really awful. And then once Hitler came to power, they kept saying, well, I wish we had done it. But let me just continue the thing I was trying to do about the world situation. Part of it is now this question of attempting to repeat the maneuver of the appeasers, right, the Neville Chamberlain policy, which was not appeasement, but war. In other words, when Obama says he wants to negotiate with Iran, he wants to use Iran exactly the same way that Brzezinski is now using Georgia. In other words, play Iran against the Russians. That's his future for Iran. Brzezinski says, why should I attack them? I can use them to attack the Russians and get rid of all of them that way. And ultimately, the crowning achievement is China against Russia, except it won't work. The other side now...
Iran's getting along with Russia.
Who?
Iran has been getting along with Russia.
Look, if you know any Iranians, ask them the following question. What country is most hated in Iran? And every time I've asked this question, which I ask habitually, it's always Russia. Russia, remember, occupied northern Iran during World War II, as part of the Lend-Lease program. There was a military corridor going through Iran. The British occupied the south, the Soviets the north. Now, the Soviets behaved badly. They were very angry about Hitler and so forth. And
no, the Soviets did bad things.
Yeah, they
were sweet.
Badly. And the residue of that is a hatred that Brzezinski thinks he can build on. And he
well,
would like
I mean, you
to
got
build
Russians
on
in there with the Chinese building the reactors. I don't know. All right, well, I know they think that Webster's just all delusional. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.